We talk endlessly about AI capabilities. Almost no one discusses what AI needs to work well. Structured data isn't just a technical goal. It's the foundational requirement that makes AI practical. Why structure matters for AI efficiency? Structure provides critical context around entities, concepts, and ideas. It eliminates ambiguity and clarifies what would otherwise be unclear. Without structure, machines waste enormous computing power trying to figure out the meaning that humans grasp immediately. The numbers tell the story. What takes 200 megabytes, my image is labeled wrong, in standard website content should only be 250 kilobytes in properly structured data. Take a simple word like Washington as part of a paragraph given to an AI system. Without structure, a machine sees multiple possibilities. It must guess. With structure, everything changes. When Washington has a tag, type, person, title, first U.S. president, the machine instantly understands this refers to George Washington, the historical figure. Add type, place, category, state, country, USA, and the machine knows this means the state of Washington on the West Coast. Change to type, place, category, city, role, U.S. capital, and the result is clear. Washington, D.C., distinct from the state. Tag it as type, event, category, holiday, official name, Washington's birthday, and the machine recognizes the federal holiday we know as President's Day. Apply type, man-made object, category, monument, location, Washington, D.C., and you get specific identification of the Washington Monument. Structure eliminates computational waste. It prevents confusion. Take one page, structure it in Markdown, and you'll see. The diagram shows this transformation visually. On the left, we see a typical web page at 200 megabytes with unstructured content requiring significant processing. After proper structuring, the right shows the same information, just 250 kilobytes of clean, tagged data points that machines can process efficiently. Creating machine-efficient data structures. Think of structure as translation efficiency. While humans understand nuance through experience, machines need explicit relationship mapping and clear directions. When proper nouns receive appropriate tags, you build a knowledge graph. Machines navigate this without exhausting computational resources. They work smarter, not harder. The process isn't complicated. Start by identifying key entities in your content. Ask what type each entity represents: person, place, object, concept. Add relevant attributes that distinguish one entity from another of the same type. The goal is zero ambiguity. For people, add role, occupation, and nationality. For places, add geographic category, region, and function. For concepts, add field, application, and relationship to other concepts. The structure builds as connection points multiply. Each tagged entity becomes a node in an expanding knowledge graph. The business impact of structured data. The ROI is substantial and measurable. Less compute to establish connections means faster processing, lower costs, and more accurate outputs. Processing time drops dramatically when machines don't need to guess. An adequately structured dataset might process 10 to 100x faster than unstructured content. Cost savings follow directly. When a process that once required significant computing resources now runs efficiently, you save on infrastructure, energy, and time. Accuracy improves in parallel. Eliminating ambiguity at the source prevents cascading errors, solidifying the machine's foundation. This concept sits at the intersection of information management and computer science. It echoes the principles of the semantic web, Berners-Lee et al. 2001, which relies on structured data for machine comprehension. But today's stakes are higher. With AI systems processing unprecedented volumes of information, structure isn't optional, it's essential. The diagram illustrates this perfectly.
Notice how the dotted connection lines create clean, direct paths between structured elements. No wasted processing, no guesswork. Practical steps towards data efficiency. Start small. Identify your most critical data points and create simple structural frameworks around them. Don't attempt to restructure everything at once. Implement schema markup on web content. This invisible layer helps search engines and AI systems understand your content without changing what humans see. Build consistent taxonomies across your organization. When everyone uses the same structural approach, machines process your collective information more efficiently. Audit existing systems for structural gaps. Where are machines working hardest to understand your data? Those areas need immediate attention. Ask these questions. What entities matter most in our domain? What attributes distinguish these entities from others? How do our critical entities relate to each other? Where do our systems struggle with ambiguity? The answers provide your roadmap to structural efficiency. They point to where you'll get the biggest return on investment. Obstacles to structural implementation. Despite clear benefits, structural data faces real resistance. Why? Legacy systems weren't built for structure. Retrofitting costs money now for benefits later. Plus, no one seems to want to do it in the IT department. Standards remain inconsistent. Each department tags content differently, creating new problems. They should use a standard structure like schema.org, but even that isn't perfect. People hate changing workflows. What do you mean I need to tag everything? Kills initiatives before they start. Short-term thinking dominates. Structure builds foundations for future returns, not quick wins. Awareness remains low. Many executives can't see what they're losing through inefficiency. Companies pay for computing power when they need a better data design. Are we structured enough for AI? No, we're forcing machines to work too hard. Organizations that structure early gain compounding advantages over time. The question isn't whether to structure data better, it's how quickly we can transform.